Welcome to the Transolation Podcast. My name is Vytautas, and for those who are coming to this channel and this podcast, it is all about teaching wisdom and knowledge from the Word of God. My Lord gives me prophetic dreams and visions to give warning or encouragement for people, and of course about world events, what's happening in the world. This podcast information can benefit current and upcoming generations to shift whole culture and civilization very fast into a more healthy one. And all we're going to be talking about in this podcast is not to harm or offend anyone. It is simply topics from my experience and from doing studying and research that will expand as years go on. So observe everything they say very carefully. Now, in this particular podcast, I will speak about doing Word of God and your faith literally being tested. What faith? Well, faith in God and overall. Even if you are an other one, are it's legit and it's facts, or are it's just full of deceptions and no one ever figuring out how it works now and everybody just going along with the culture? Because I can tell you, I studied before even God wanted me to dive in these teachings. He actually, again, like I mentioned this quite sometimes, he wanted me to study the enemy, study false doctrines, what they're being taught, what are belief systems, what are the practices, what are symbolism historically, and even comparing with Word of God, what it is, and in between them, each other. And Lord, for example, I have, again, Satan deception tools, religions, from 19 podcasts to 48, everything detailed there. But an interesting experience I had last night. So I had no relaxing time with some of my buddies. And really there was like heated discussion about the drugs and all weed. And I thought there's witchcraft. And they are like, no, it's not drugs. And I'm like, yeah, it is. And then one of them asked, well, what do you think about Bob Marley? And I did research, and apparently all that culture were psychedelics or all psychotropic, specifically I think it's from Jamaica, you know, and I just explained them in the Word of God depicted. Do not let your daughter play harlot, lest land would become full of wickedness. Likewise, if there is a place, location, and someone there uses psychotropic drugs, and influences multitudes, for example, younger generations, to use drugs, what happens that the full, like at least huge portion of new generation using psychotropic drugs. Like, oh, it's casual thing, oh, it's trendy. What you're seeing right now, worldwide. And then, hence the bit, do not let your daughter play harlot, this land would become full of wickedness. Likewise with these drugs, if someone like that comes in, or even through influencing, and comes in another country and brings these values, oh, this new way of lifestyle, this new way of using drugs, then land becomes full of wickedness, because again, drugs is pharmakia, witchcraft, drugs and poisons. And when that takes place, again, in Hellenism was alcohol, and if I remember correctly, there's other specific, for example, Hellenism and African traditional religion was used alcohol that people would be demonically possessed major times by Kundalini serpent, which is the same Satan. And remember, he's a multidimensional being that can be in multiple places one time. So you have to realize that. And I watched this documentary, by which now I'm gonna correct myself. I watched a documentary from I can't remember these End Time Productions, and they did calculations, and apparently with Satan fallen approximately 50 million demons. Now imagine that these beings can be in multiple places one at the same time, and people who are using drugs, they're opening themselves to be demonically possessed. Do you really want to bring that much chaos in your life? And that's the thing. People do not even realize that pharmakia, drugs and poisons, is literally gate opening. By the way, in Hinduism, false doctrine. And again, I can speak about this because I did study. Now I did my background. I did homework. In there, they're called mandalas, which is literally 11 gates. And when I did deeper research, it's apparently gates from all these dimensions where all these demonic creatures lie in. So opening gates, you're bringing so-called these deities and false gods, which actually are fallen angels and Satan, to demonically possess you and do havoc in your life, where you don't even realizing that they're doing that, and it's in some cases even using you, where you're not even controlling yourself, and then you're just looking after the thing is done. Likewise with the alcohol, same thing. So I'm telling you, people. Again, Satan deception tools religions from 1948 to 48. I challenge you, take heed. And you will realize that this is not a joke. And this is literally battle for your souls. Christ did on cross atonement, but now it's your duty to do word of God. It means even no more using alcohol or drugs. Why do you think worldwide, because again, this world, prince of this world, is Satan. And he's running to and fro, up and down, and for him going to be given literally 7-year kingdom to do even more havoc, including overcoming tribulation saints. And why you think worldwide, through whatever specific groups, specific communities, or even nationwide, international-wide, fully pushed and even advertised drugs and alcohol, and even didn't taken away from the shelves of the shopping malls? Why do you think that's happened? So people would be demonically possessed and would be spiritually blinded from the truth that they have eternal life through Christ. And including with these sting operations that have been happening for the past 2 years. Again, I did big research about that, and other people did as well, all this convergence, nexus point of information. It's literally witchcraft. It's nothing else. Including putting literally Satan himself DNA, demon's DNA, into the human's DNA, merging that. And then children being born from that stuff is black eyes, horns, one eye, bunch of stuff. So, and again, Holy Spirit, when it moves now, it moves now. And I really believe that, look around. We're living in end days. Like I mentioned in the past podcast, literally like over, I think 49 minute intro that the Holy Spirit wanted me to talk about from Matthew 24. I challenge you to read it. King James Version or New King James Version, but to me it was real both of these methods. Study Matthew 24. What Jesus Christ himself told, what's going to be in end times. One of them, wars and rumors, of course, you're seeing right now. Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Will be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. Look around. And there's much there written. You bring this to so-called specific churches. Now like, our community gonna feel edgy about this. No, it's a very edgy topic. Good. It should wake them up. That's what Word of God is supposed to do. Wake people up from a spiritual slumberness. Like just today, I'm ready to record this specific podcast, and one relative saying to me, "Well, we should while calling you, we should go to clean the graveyards." And I'm thinking, really, they're gonna be exploding when rapture happens, and you really need right now to go and clean that place that's gonna be most likely exploding, and rapture happening. Like that to me, all these things, like, is the one of the biggest waste of time. It's just ridiculous. You go into the place and like, oh, that person buried there. No. That person is either carcass already decayed. Already. But a person's soul is either in heaven, if person accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and committed life to Him, or in hell if rejected Christ and kept sinning. That's where the person's soul is. In that place is nothing else but just location of the history, but person nowhere found there. And to me, now every single time I see this, like, oh, that person there, we're gonna put person in the ground. No, person is no longer there. It's either in heaven or in hell. And you have to realize this thing. And how in the world was affected? If I remember correctly, even Jesus Christ, let's go right now. Because I believe this is important. People must hear this stuff. Yeah, there you go. Jesus Christ himself told, let that bury the dead. What that means? That means that let the ones, if person died through Christ and soul is in heaven and commit life to Christ, let those who in heaven receive the one who enters heaven. And let Christ who is in heaven welcome him there. A person rejected Christ and kept sinning, let the ones, demons who are in hell, welcome that person to hell. It's no more your business. And all these films are just ridiculous waste of time. I never understood it when I was 10, never understood it when I was 8. By the way, at that time I still did not know Christ now. I accept him as Lord, my Savior, since, like, what, 2019? October, if I remember correctly. So, prior to that time, I never understood it. Even after I accepted, even my more didn't understand it. But now I get it now, because literally it's just tetralic, traditional stuff that in the end still not gonna matter. And that's just the fact. Because when you realize that person who died through Christ and committed life to Christ and lived a righteous life, although the start we all fall short in glory of God, and even know that, well, when we accept in Christ, but because through him, because what he did, we must be passionate for good works, to do works of God. You realize these things? No more tears, no more mournings. Mournings literally ended when people realized what Christ did on cross now, and specific, like, generations, I understand, who follow Christ now, who understand what's happening, and oh, makes sense. But some individuals still literally deceived by Satan lies and believing this ridiculousness. So here's the picture, for example, 2 Peter 1, verse 5 till 10. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things, lacks who? Lacks faith. And again, faith in Christ, believe in Christ, commit your life to Christ. If you lack in doing word of God, if you lack in knowledge from word of God, if you lack in self-control, lacking perseverance, lacking godliness, lacking brotherly kindness, lacking love, if you lack in these things, is depicted, for he who lacks these things is short-sighted even to blindness and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins, meaning that you should be sinning no more, and no more you should be living even mourning, oh, it's going to be after that. It's one way or the other. You're either choosing Christ or rejecting Christ. Either you're coming to eternal life or you're going to hell. And later on, no judgment day and eternal lake of fire if you rejected Christ, if you're not found in Lamb's Book of Life. Or if you're taken away from Word of God, as well what happens, you're going to be brushed out from the Lamb's Book of Life. That's also what's depicted in Word of God. For the picket, therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, faith, virtue, self-control, knowledge from Word of God, doing Word of God, committing your life to Christ, accepting Him as your Lord and Savior, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and brotherly kindness love, you make your election sure. If you do these things, you will never stumble. Now, further depicted, for so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What will be supplied? What? Entrance! So you will not be somewhere in the carcass, you will not be somewhere, I don't know, it's going to be purgatory or whatever, you know. You're going to be entering into eternal life, into heaven, through Jesus Christ. If you accept Him as your Lord and Savior, if you commit your life to Him, if you're doing Word of God, if you're rejecting Mark of the Beast, current sting operations, or whatever, going to be patches, microchips, RFID chips, ID mark, whatever the case. Smart tools, whatever the case, without which you cannot buy and sell, and it interfaces with your body. That's the mark of the beast. Without which you cannot buy or sell. You do Word of God. You commit your life to Christ. You accept Him as your Lord and Savior. You believe what He did on the cross. Washed away your sins. Atonement for your souls. Was buried, resurrected, ascended to heaven. In Him you have eternal life. You're choosing Him. You're entering there. It will be supplied for you through Christ. And it is already there. Alright. So no, you're realizing these things. That's it. And you have to just now, after you accept Jesus Christ, observe carefully all God's commandments, to do this, laws and judgments, in context of new covenant of Jesus Christ, and do Word of God. And anyone to say, we don't say through words. Fine, keep believing that. Keep believing that lie. Because we are saved through Christ, but we must commit our life to Him. Through doing Word of God. And that's just a fact. Therefore, many people are going to be surprised when they believe this through faith by grace alone, but not understanding that faith is belief, and belief it's literally commit your life to Christ. So the ones who are going to be lukewarm will be left behind, who did nothing for Christ. Simple. And that's why it's depicted, going to be mourning and gnashing of teeth. Because people believed long the huge period of their lives truth, but where was a lacking part of truth, of doing Word of God. But that's the thing, you know, then truth, that's why many people who seen visions from tribulation, understanding that there's nothing to lose, literally there's going to be also decapitations of the heads, because for Satan going to be given power to overthrow tribulation saints, therefore in tribulation saints going to do extreme works, like extremely going to be, like skyrocketing going to be. Therefore, now you have to do it, so you would be literally... You would be when, but it's depicted when Master comes, he will see what's being done. Are you actually doing Word of God and commit your life to Christ, or are you just saying that you're saved by grace and faith alone, once saved, always saved, but you're never doing Word of God? And that's the case, you know. It's therefore, I remember when Dread Beater, you know, described. What he saw in vision of rapture, and what for me was shown, people who gonna be saying they accept Jesus Christ Lord and Savior, but not doing Word of God, and into this world problems, and like arguing, backbiting, like you name it, whatever the depiction of this is. And I tremble myself, people, every single day that I would be accounted worthy. I pray every single day, because it's going to be sudden, trumpet sounds, and there's going to be no time to think, no time, oh, maybe I should do this, oh, what should you do? No, it's happening, rapture, done. It's going to be in a millisecond. And for other people, for example, we're showing the flying part, and I have no doubt, no, it's going to happen. For me, it wasn't shown. For me, was shown literally moment after rapture. literally second, because from people who not yet going to be received, glorified bodies, from their perspective, it's going to be looking like, where people going like it's going to be in millisecond. But because we're going to have those who belong to Christ, commit their life to Christ, going to have glorified bodies, to us, because we're entering through these dimensions, there is, it's going to be some experience of flying. But for me, it was shown literally like in twinkle of a second, boom, and literally in one of heaven match, like in some sort of lobby. About that, I speak in four visions of rapture, like in chronological order. Holy Spirit finally encouraged me that I have to put this together in chronological order. So it's in 259th podcast, if I remember correctly. and it's very, again, testimony there. And I suggest you, brothers and sisters in Christ, who not yet done so, share your testimonies, what you had. So when you are gone, and relatives looking like, what is this? Where is the person? You're literally leaving them something that will describe them, literally what they have to do, and where you are. Because when you learn, you're not going to be able to explain this at all. That's it, you know, like door shut, and that's it, you know, and we're in heaven for literally what's going to be here 7 years. Which, if I remember correctly, in heaven going to be silent for 30 minutes, I think, if I remember correctly. But anywho, so leave your testimony. Because again, entrance will be supplied. Therefore, now do not focus in these customs of this world now. And I noticed this thing, you know, like more closer we approaching this rapture thing, more darker the news gets. And I remember, like I was now watching. I remember, like actually 2 years ago, even or even 1 year ago, in the midst of this play, like you know, watching this news, and I still know, still I have sources, still I do. But now, literally, 17 minutes, and through the Holy Spirit, literally, if we go, okay, that's enough. Literally, I completely don't want to be consumed in this world. And to me personally, Lord God, in personal way, reveal that to not focus in these things. These things already going in specific order, and it's already end approaching, and tribulation approaching, and it's just gonna have to go its route because God had enough, and you know, of course, no, he's still merciful, he's still waiting people to come to Christ. Well, there's time, and that's exactly one of the biggest purpose of this podcast, not to lead you people to Christ. But you know, things are out of our hands. It's still stuff can be done, but again, word of the picture. These things shall come to pass, Christ himself told. And, like, it has to be in order to change this. You have to realize, people, in order to change this. It has to come so huge radical changes worldwide, culturally, socially, economically, everything. That literally, it has to be the extreme measures. For example, removing alcohol from the shelves, removing drugs, massive fines for using alcohol and drugs. It has to be literally to that extreme. If truly word of God would be applied, huge chunk of this Gentiles culture would be done and over. Including stopping building statues of false gods in graveyards, even to that measure. So, you know, the way I can tell you now, like, 7 years tribulation is approaching, and after that, true King, King of Kings and Lord of Lords coming. And people now looking like, oh, 7 years. I can tell you, Antichrist gonna be no savior. The real savior, Jesus Christ, is gonna come after 7 year tribulation period. That's the fact. But again, it's still free choice, no? People can choose now to come to Christ and be saved. It's every person's choice. Anyway, further depicted in 2 Peter 3, verse 10 to 13, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat, which, by the way, 3,600 degrees Celsius at least, in order to every single last element, metallic one on earth, to be melted. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burnt up. What that means? That means people, including laptops, including phones, including digital bitcoins, including servers where bitcoins hold it, including AI, everything gonna be melted, burnt up. So therefore, doesn't matter where what individual is gonna be hiding in bunkers, even those things can be melted. Everything, all in it, everything. Because it's not talking about only on the surface. It's talking about, and the works that are in it will be burned. And by the way, did you notice that every one of us, including this flesh, are also works from the Lord God? So that not makes people who are going to be hiding in bunkers also exceptional. They also going to be burnt up from this fervent, by this fervent heat from the Lord. Rings any bells? Further depicted, therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. He will establish 1,000-year reign when he comes back, Jesus Christ. Before that, everything gonna be melting and burning up. Do you realize that? All you CEOs, all you big companies, individuals now, like with all this economy form and all this. And again, you still have choice to repent. Come back to Christ, commit your life to Christ, study Word of God, apply it in your lives, and follow him daily, Jesus Christ. You choose not? Left behind tribulation. You'll be burned up and melted with fervent heat. Do you realize this? None of these things that now being done gonna be matter. Do you realize that? Further depicted, 1 John 3, verse 13. Till 17. Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us. And we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? In other words, the ones, for example, who have now plenty and do not helping other people who they see in trouble and shutting down heart from them, those people do not abide in God. And as depicted here, no such hatred has eternal life abiding in him or her, because it's gender neutral. So if you have plenty, you better do work for Christ right now, because you're not taking any bit piece of these cents or these Shibuya coins or cryptocurrencies or even Bitcoin, whatever the case, whatever cryptocurrencies. You not taking even that digitalized currency to have. Do you realize that? Everything stays here, including it's going to be melted through tribulation period. Further depicted, 1 John 3, verse 20 till 24. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God, and whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. Do those things that are pleasing in His sight. And this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of Jesus, of His Son Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us commandment. Again, you believe on Jesus Christ, on His name. When He's going to come back, on His thigh is depicted, on His thigh and robe, going to be word, the Word of God. And Word of God is Word of God, Old and New Testament. So if you truly believe on Him, and believe means commit, so you commit your life to Christ, you commit your life to the Word of God in its entirety. In its entirety, all of it was written. And again, love one another as He gave us commandment. So if you love Him, if you're doing Word of God, then you have to operate in life, even when you're operating with other people, by doing Word of God, even when it comes doing it to them or with them, depending on situation. For the depicted, now he who keeps His commandments abides in Him and He in him. And again, commandments, you have to realize, is depicted. His word, His oldest commandment, God's oldest commandment, is His word, old from beginning. So all word of God is His commandment, not just 10 commandments, or not just like 130, or whatever the number some people would say. All His word is His commandment. Now he who keeps His commandments abides in Him, and He in him. So person who does word of God abides in God, and God in that person. And further depicted, and by this we know that He abides in us by the Spirit whom He has given us. Holy Spirit. And including the Spirit that He put it in this body. So, I'm telling people, you have a lot of work to do for the Lord. And that's the thing, you know, so I say, well, it's come to mind. Well, people laughing from you. And how this looks and this and that. And I'm like, good. Probably that's why God prepared me for 12 years. People were laughing from me, that now I would be immune from laughing. And if they're laughing, but if the word that I'm saying in tribulation period can save their, and I will say in street language, their asses, and literally can save them from perishing in the eternal lake of fire, good. Let them laugh. Maybe the thing they will remember from what they were laughing and what been told to them, what they heard in the tribulation period through Jesus Christ, that are in these messages, they're going to be saved. Not through me, through Jesus Christ. To Him all the glory. So now, soon these laughs, if people are still being ignorant, soon it's going to be turned to mourning, gnashing of teeth and mourning. And then it's not going to be so funny. When all around people are going to be perishing from pestilences, earthquakes, disasters, floods, fire, heat striking from the sun, all these things happening. Then it's not going to be so funny. Now it's maybe funny. Then it's not going to be so funny. When worldwide going to be a trend becoming chopping people who... becoming Christian, chopping people heads, then it's not going to be so fun. What's now fun? Then it's not going to be so fun. And glory to God, know that He toughened me now, because now I really can't care less what people think about me. Only I care what they're doing for Christ. And only I care what He thinks about me. Because Jesus Christ knows more about me than any person around me, or any person from my past, or even future. He knows exactly what I am. And I don't need opinions from other people, what people think about me. To me matters that they, through me, would learn what is Christ, and would start themselves study the Word of God. And again, so I said, well, normal is coming back. Normal is not coming back. Normal is not coming back. What's coming in 7-year period tribulation, it's approaching very fast. And you better get right with Christ, so you'd be, and pray that you would be accounted worthy, and pray to God in Jesus' name, privately, where no more sinning, having no part of that, believing that you receive what you ask for, and give God thanks in advance. Humble yourselves before the Lord. Ask to forgive your old sins. And repent, meaning sin no more. And seek the Lord daily. Study the Word of God, apply it in your life. Commit your life to Christ. For depicted 1 John 4, verse 17 till 21, it's depicted, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. So these 2 years literally showed who has perfect love for Christ. Doesn't matter even if the turtle population perishing because of what happened. Now I'm not saying it's not sad, it is sad. Even God does not have joy that wicked perishes, but that wicked would come to senses, depart from evil way, and come to Jesus Christ, and walk righteously, according to the Word of God. Nor I having joy seeing all these people in their troubles. I don't. And that's exactly why I can care less of people who are laughing, because in the end, I don't know. I remember clearly how 2 years ago I was warning my relatives, don't do this. This is a bad thing. I trust in science. 2 years passed, and now there's facts. That bunch of stuff literally was the most criminalistic activity I ever seen in 28 years worldwide. That's what it was. To magnitude never seen before. And so far what I even studied about Second World War and First, even at those times, wasn't anything like this. Worldwide. And I remember people were laughing. Years passed, I don't know what percentage, you know, like some of it I've seen came out. Relatives, no more, we're laughing now. No more laughing now. And that's usually what happens, you know, like when you're standing for Christ for the truth. Be mocking, laughing, scoffing. And then somehow these things ceases in the one day. Because God is... He is not a person, he is, of course, he has personality, but he is not man that he would be lying. For depicted, if someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar, for he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen? So if you not loving, or in other words, let us say, because loving, or like, for example, you love someone, instead of lying, you will tell the truth how it is. So, if you're not loving a person, and you're not telling the truth, how then you, and you're seeing the person, how you then gonna love God who you're not seeing? And that's the thing, you know, it's you just need to observe people and you really see what it is there, but again, person's heart is a mystery. Only God knows man's heart. Or woman, gender neutral. But for it depicted, and this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. And if you love God, doing word of God, then you should be doing word of God even with people around you. Even if it means that you gonna be, and it's not that it's offensive stuff, but even Christ told in these days, while all these rumors of wars happening, nation rising against nation, kingdom against kingdom, famines, pestilences, earthquakes, and many other things, Matthew 24, I highly recommend for you to read it. He said, many will be offended, and because of lawlessness, a heart of many will grow cold. Meaning, emotional detachment. Almost military style. And I'm not saying, I'm not saying all military like that. They are just some portion, but they're specific characteristics. Because I've seen people who came out of military, but again, there's this specific depiction that people who come out from military, not all, but there is some percentage, that having hard time coming back to society, having hard time emotionally responding. And that's the interesting thing, because with spike 2 years, specific things that have been installed in people psychologically, even now people feeling. And sometimes it really makes me sad. See these things happening, how innocent people being brainwashed. And it's really, again, Christ will come. And he will put them to this stuff. Because even now, God being merciful. But what I really, there's times now when I see, like, for example, some news, and I can feel indignation from the Lord. Like, he's just barely holding to a specific point of time. Then rapture happens, and it's going to be chaos for 7 years. And further testing. Those who even from tribulation sense truly going to be serving and do word of God. For the depicted, Revelation 2, verse 2 till 6. I know your works. This is Jesus Christ here speaking. I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars. So you literally you're testing people who say they commit their lives to Christ, who believe in him, they say, but they're not doing the word of God. And found them liars. And you have persevered and have patience and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary. So doesn't matter of the times, even through the plague, you still commit your life to Christ and doing what is right, according to the word of God. Nevertheless, I have this thing against you, that you have left your first love, and Lord God Jesus Christ, he is your first love. Remember therefore from where you have fallen, repent, and do the first works. Works does the same. Jesus Christ himself told, do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent, sin no more, and do the word of God first. But this you have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Nicolaitans' doctrine is seduction, or in other words, sensationalism. So those who truly commit their lives to Christ should not be seeking sensationalism and seduction techniques, even in newspapers, TV shows, or even in, content making. That's the reality, people. And what you see now trending, prophetic dream, prophetic word. I'm not getting prophetic word every day. I believe some do. But a huge chunk majority, I don't know what they're receiving. Because I was opening it up. Well, what is this, you know? Yes, you would go, for example, to some, like, whatever, new church and open it or whatever, you know? And Jared Beeler, by the way, the Unleashing Channel, he had experience in his channel. Go ahead and check out that one. He made a great video description about that. And I think even Joni, the sister in Christ, Joni Stalfield notes as well did that. But I remember I came to these specific teachings now of people, and it's just Holy Spirit immediately, even before first words were spoken, told, get out from here. It's nothing here. Like, just like that. And you just know. Holy Spirit reveals things like extremely fast. If you truly abide in Him and do the Word of God, He abides in you and He reveals things even before they actually happen. Simple. So if you truly commit your life to Christ, you should not be seeking sensationalism and seduction at all. Further depicted in Revelation 2, verse 8 to 11. And to the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things says the first, and Jesus Christ is here speaking also, these things says the first and the last who was dead and came to life. I know your works, tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. How are you rich? Well, it's depicted because the poor of the earth literally is, if I remember correctly, inheritance, to literally to inherit all things, the whole earth. And even if you are rich, but as if you're taking in the context word of God, if you are rich, but if you doing word of God and giving away, literally that you would not become possessed by it, but you're giving the poor and needy what they need, well, no, like buying food or clothes or whatever the case, no, providing, I don't know, like bricks, no, to build a house or whatever the case, then you also hold it as poor of the earth because you're not focusing in this world riches. So I know, Jesus Christ told, I know your works, tribulation and poverty, but you are rich, and I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. So Jesus Christ knows. He knows who say they believe in Christ, believe in Him, and commit their lives to Christ, and doing word of God, and He knows those who say that, oh, I believe in Christ, I accept Him as my Lord and Savior, but they actually do not doing word of God. And they synagogue of Satan and doing sins, even in the church buildings, which again, church is not a building, it's people who commit their lives to Christ in its entirety. Do not fear, and again, commit a life to Christ means doing the word of God and believing in what Christ did on the cross, accepting Him as Lord and Savior, and rejecting the mark of the beast, without which you cannot buy yourself, which one of was sting operations, but again, no. Chips or smart IDs, smart booths, whatever the case. Anywho, so Christ knows who commit their lives to Him or those who just say they do, but they're not actually doing the word of God. For He said, do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. You know what? In Australia, actually, there already was in these concentration camps, like through all this plague, you know, which was literally abuse of power. People being shown there, and there was a specific woman that described that only because she lied to officials, it was like a penalty for her, although she wasn't having any symptoms or anything, but she was thrown in there, like as in a prison. How about that? There was even some, I think, pastors in trouble because they refused to close churches. And I assume it was churches that actually was speaking true word of God. Because the ones who didn't, they obeyed all the system. And like, oh, okay, oh, it's going to be okay. It's going to be photographs, you know, in the seats. And we're still going to have our ritualistic match. or whatever the case. So again, do not be surprised if devil literally gonna test you. Because your faith, even right now, through this time, being tested in whatever situation you are in, or troublesome, your faith being tested. Are you gonna be committing your life to Christ even when everything taken away from you? All the wealth, all the privileges, traveling opportunities, work opportunities, that literally you have only place, location, focus on Christ. Are you even in troublesome situations still going to be seeking Him? Or are you going to be becoming like compromised and going to start following worldly things? And that's actually, that's what I see now. People who truly commit their lives to Christ, no matter what happened in past years and still happening, they don't care. It's like tunnel vision, and you don't even care what's happening around you. That's how you have to follow Christ. Simple as that. And that's the thing, you know, when you're doing that, and because of this worldly customs, people think they know, like, oh, let's do this, do this. But when you're doing something good, because there's no pattern, you know, because where Holy Spirit goes, it's like a wind, you know, where it goes, when it blows, it goes. So people who are still in darkness in this world, they cannot determine it by any pattern. But ironical part that even we who commit our lives to Christ, even we sometimes having a hard time thing. We just know, like for example, like for me, you know, it was like I was in specific time and place, and out of the blue, you know, Lord was telling, you have to go there, you're going to have to do this, there's going to be trouble sometimes, you're going to be doing good there, and He will provide. Richard, that he told that He will provide me all things. I didn't knew what's gonna come, and I moved, and surely now, one thing after the other, one connection after the other, one help after the other, things happen. While outside of said dwelling place, all hell is breaking loose. He knows everything. He knows, and that's the thing, you still have free choice. But if you disobey Him and His help for you, you're going to put yourself in a dangerous position. And that's what people are like, oh, well, I thought I was ready, but I didn't know, and then that happened. I wish I'd done that. Well, you better take heed what Lord God telling to you. That's how it is, people. He said that He will nor leave you nor forsake you even unto the end. And He will give you a helper that will teach you all things, Holy Spirit. For it depicted. Again, be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Further, Christ said, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. Overcomes what? Satan, world, demons, temptations, sin, all that is in this world. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. All wickedness, all evil. Including alcohol using, drugs using, abusing the way, like every single possible sinful way you can imagine. And those principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this age, spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places, demons, etc. You overcome these? Christ saying, you shall not be hurt by the second death. And including you will receive crown of life. You better commit your life to Christ, people. For it depicted, Revelation 3, verse 18 till 21. I counsel you to buy from, and Christ as well, further here saying, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. What he speaks here? He speaks here about Word of God, doing good works according to Word of God, because white garments is what garment of salvation, if I remember correctly, is you accept Him as Lord and Savior and you commit your life to Christ, observing carefully all Word of God and doing it. And when you anoint your eyes with what you're reading to Word of God, and you're observing, oh, this, that's all it's written there, then you may see, you have way from the Lord God to see what is in this world happening through His Word. But you have to choose it to do. For it depicted, Christ saying, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore be zealous and repent. Meaning be passionate and repent. Passionately repent. Passionately do Word of God and choose to not sin. Behold, I stand. So anyone that's saying like, oh, God is always good. No. He rebukes and chastens as many as He loves. So if you being rebuked and chastened through Word of God is because Lord God loves you. And He correcting you through His Word. Further depicted, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him. And I will come in to him. In your body He will come. And is depicted, and dine with him and he with me. Meaning, He will provide food for you. For your spirit. True Word of God. If you will receive Him. If you will choose yourself to study Word of God. He will abide in you and you in Him. For depicted, to him who overcomes, again, this world, sins, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life, any psychotropic drugs, psychotropic substances, abusing the body, even abusing the power, all this world, demon, Satan, all of this, you will overcome. Christ saying, to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame, and sat down with my Father on His throne. How He overcame? He lived life with no sin. He washed away your old sins. So from that point, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have to sin no more and do Word of God practically. And He will grant to you sit with His Father, with the Lord God on His throne. You will not be God, but you will be called sons and daughters of God. This was granted for Christ. For the depicted in Revelation 13, verse 9-10. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. He who leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He who kills with a sword must be killed with a sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. So, in tribulation period, maybe Holy Spirit bring me a short read as well. This Revelation 13, verse 5, delayed before the one that I read just a moment ago. And he was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and he was given authority to continue for 42 months. Then he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. So those who raptured, and those who, of course, like through period of time after Christ, also enter heaven, who dwell in there. And anyone saying that, oh, heaven is not a real place. To me, Lord God showed the full infrastructure, like at least small portion of specific locations. Infrastructure is there, all the things, many works, many locations, offices, administrations, entertainment complexes, bunch of stuff, streets, transportation vehicles, cities, everything is there. But there is infrastructure according to the Word of God, not according to this world corruption. So again, it was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. So you know what, actually, let's go right now to Revelation 13, because I myself want to see. Revelation 13. Okay. Revelation 13. Okay. So, it's depicting about the beast. And this beast was like a leopard. His feet were like a bear, like the feet of a bear, and he smelled like a mouth of lion. And the dragon gave him his power, his strong and great authority. And you know what? Glory to God. Holy Spirit revealing me things like sharply, in a millisecond. United Nations. Because their statue, I think near New York or whatever, their headquarters there, it's exactly like that. And dragon, if I remember correctly, is near Rockefeller's building. So all these secret organizations now giving power to the United Nations, and Antichrist is going to be a specific person. Or, again, I have still thinking that's going to be, you know, some sort of merging with artificial intelligence. But I think it's going to be image of the beast as well. And how is it depicted? That to him, it was granted to him, to this beast, to make war with the saints, tribulation saints, the ones who are going to be still in tribulation, and to overcome them. And authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, this beast, whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. In other words, those who not found written in Lamb's book of life, slain from the foundation of the world, those is depicted those who dwell on the earth will worship. So I'm telling you people, you don't want to be found in tribulation period 7 years. And you better get right with Christ right now. Because you see all these people right now physically in places just wait, like, as play on the theater happening. These people waiting for their portion of time. And you better believe there's not a joke. United Nations, the place. They revealed specifically a status issue just in people's faces, just mocking the full global population. That they're about to do something great, and this thing, you know, and they know the timing, they know that it's literally rapture happens, and then all hell breaks loose, and they're gonna be given authority. This person will be given authority. Antichrist is beast, literally, given authority, and so all hell breaks loose. Right? It's a bit, I think it's depicted Son of Perdition. I think that's what's depicted. Now, further depicted. Revelation 14, verse 12 till 13. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. So, what is the patience of the saints? To keep, meaning doing word of God, all God commandments, to the laws of judgment, and the faith of Jesus, meaning committing their life to Christ. That's the patience of the saints. For the bigger that, then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord, Jesus Christ, of course, from now on. Yes, the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them. So there's going to be a resting place in heaven, but the work's going to be following. So, what, and again, I remember the Lord God showed me these visions that in heaven, no more stress of finances. No more stress of working or overworking, but if you want to, you can still even work in heaven, even from comfort of your own home that also Lord God will provide. And he showed mine and my wife's. He showed me infrastructure there, even the car outside, and exactly like it's like, you know, the feeling when you want specific house. And you're entering the location, and it's exactly how you want it, but you haven't had ability to describe it visually. That's exactly what experiences in heaven. When you're getting what you are not able to describe, but you're getting even more that you actually wanted. to the point where you're content with what you have. That's exactly why Jesus Christ, one of the word of God, from the Lord God, tests are being content with what you have. So likewise, now if you cannot love the brother that you see, how you're going to be loving God that you cannot see? Likewise, how you if you're not content with now what you have, how you gonna be there content with what Lord God gives you? Makes total sense. That's right. No? Because that, and that makes sense now when there was this rich person and Christ told now that to which you sell everything, you know, and follow him, to rich person. Rich person went and run away now. And he said that, Christ said that it's easier for camel go through eye of needle than rich man enter the true kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven. And you know what? Likewise, because rich man always more riches. It's literally not the law in heaven. Because what would happen, even like Satan corrupted one angel, creation of God, corrupted the full heaven, and even led astray one third of angels. Likewise, one person that is corrupt in heaven can literally let everything loose, you know. Therefore, you know, if you love the Lord God, you should be also content with what you have. He provides everything. And that's the thing, you know, these last 2 years and even now, times we are in now, shows who are content with what they have and who needs keep getting more, keep getting more, keep getting more. Oh, we need more, oh, we need more, you know. And it's just, it's not healthy at all. And that's what one of the things actually why also people, like even the managers, cheating. Because you're not content with what you have, what God already provided, and you keep seeking more, but you're never going to be fulfilled that way. At all. Only you can be fulfilled through Jesus Christ, and when you fulfill through Jesus Christ, then you will be content with what you have. That's the case, people. I know I'll do my best now with these teachings now, but anyway, the point is, people, that you have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have to believe in Him, in His finished work on cross, atonement for our souls, washing away our sins, His burial, resurrection, ascending to heaven, and Him you have eternal life. You willingly choosing to sin no more, observing carefully all word of God, and doing it practically, as well rejecting Mark of the Beast, current sting operations, whether it's going to be patches, microchips, smart IDs, whatever the case, without which you cannot buy and sell, and it interfaces with your body, reject that. And testing of that you've seen past 2 years. How people, it literally was testing how people are going to be susceptible when this actually comes in tribulation. Testing ground. And it's test from the Lord, who truly follow Him, who trust in Him, even in trouble sometimes. And as well, people, don't forget to pray that you will be accounted worthy to escape all these things. All this tribulation, all these 7 years, all these troublesome stuff that's coming. That you should pray that you would be accounted worthy to escape this hour of trial as depicted. And of course, pray to one for one another, or maybe you need something for yourselves. How you have to pray again? To God, in Jesus Christ's name, privately, while no more sinning, having no part doubt, believing that you receive what you ask for, and give God thanks in advance. Soon rapture happens and you want to be ready. And don't forget, study Word of God yourselves. If you ask me, I recommend King James Version or New King James Version. And of course, don't forget to preach full gospel of salvation, gospel of kingdom of God, which is all his word, not just some scriptures, all his word, and lead many people as possible to Jesus Christ, because you know, rapture happens in second, less than a second, in twinkle of an eye, and that's it, no, people go. Because that's how physically it's going to be looking from people who will be still on earth perspective, as so far as I understand. Because in other dimensions, it's a bit, it's different, because day as a thousand years and a thousand years as a day from God's perspective. So it, the flight can be, you can be able to encounter it, but from this perspective, from third dimension, it's going to be looking like just a twinkle, because you disappear, you shifting from this dimension into other dimension, you know, where Lord is. But anywho, lead many people as possible to Jesus Christ. So anyway, if you like this video and this podcast, make sure to press like, subscribe for this channel for future podcasts, press the bell button so you would be notified when I will upload new podcasts. Please comment as well freely in the section down below, but from sober mind, because I administered every single comment. If you have friends, relatives or co-workers that love to hear about this podcast topics, make sure to share this podcast and channel with them. It will be beneficial for them in the long term. And of course, if you're looking t-shirts, hoodies, pillows, the velvet colors, comforters, maybe it's socks, you know, maybe bags or whatever the case, even there's mugs, Redbubble, link description section down below, product shop. If you feel driven, donate directly, PayPal gonna be description section down below. Google Drive Bible Study Wallpapers as well, going to be linked. Instagram, you and Twitter, where I share messages from the Lord, other people, testimonies, dreams from the Lord, other podcasts and important messages leading to Jesus Christ. Description section, all the social media. Beat for us as artists, Healing Frequency Music, 56 podcasts, I speak about that. Trance Dance EDM Techno, it's Chinese, Japanese, media, Chinese, Japanese, Middle East, India and Egypt from these cultures. Spotify link going to be in the description section, but of course it's available on iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon, Deezer, Tidal, YouTube Music, Napster, Musical, Shazam platforms as well. So all these links, all these projects in the description section. Thanks for taking heed. Thanks for watching. Until rapture happens, I see you in the next one.